"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Bienvenido a Kaiser Permanente. El doctor ya te puede ver. Verá que aunque eres muy activo, ahora te cansas más rápido de lo normal. Verá que a menudo almuerzas comida rápida.
Próxima ventanilla.
Verá que pones a tu familia primero y tu salud tiende a caer en segundo o tercer lugar. Y claro que verá que tienes el azúcar alto, igual que tu papá. En Kaiser Permanente trabajamos juntos para ver todo lo que tú eres y darte el cuidado que tú mereces. Kaiser Permanente, para todo lo que tú eres.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
My mind's going blank now. What am I doing here?
Whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not.
What I can't remember it. Anyway,
I'd ride every day. I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family. Not a joke.
Last night I was on the television. I was on the telephone.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominate Javier Baccaria.
All kidding aside, of course, President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, well, hardly a day goes by, it seems, where either they're walking back something that Joe says or just Joe blurts out something really bizarre. The latest clip is from Saturday. It was an appearance and a speech over, well, America's commitment and First Lady Jill Biden's commitment to military families. But the next part of this sentence I find bizarre. He praised her for her commitment to military families and how she oversaw the development of the USS Delaware, the U.S. Navy's newest nuclear attack submarine.
She did?
Jill Biden? How it's written in this news story, that she oversaw the development of a nuclear attack submarine.
Well, you know, she background? She is a doctor.
She's a doctor of what?
She has a doctorate.
Is it in
maybe nuclear engineering?
See, even Kamala finds that ludicrous. So he got so worked up about her that he made her the vice president under Obama, if you follow that, it is weird. Here's a short clip.
And I'm deeply proud of the work she's doing as First Lady with Joining Forces Initiative. She started with Michelle Obama when she was vice president and now carries on.
Okay, let's examine that. I'm deeply proud of the work she's doing as First Lady with Joining Forces Initiative. She started with Michelle Obama when she was vice president and now carries on. What about you? What were you doing then?
And she developed that nuclear submarine?
Yes, apparently she oversaw the development.
Uh-huh.
Overseeing is a nice broad sense, right?
Oversaw the development.
She gets memos on the...
You know, he should be taken away. He really should be taken away.
Yes.
I can't imagine what the meetings are like inside. I can't imagine what he blurts out and probably mumbles to himself and falls asleep and drools. And they've got to try to coordinate all their policies with this war and the sanctions and the inflation and you know, the millions of immigrants pouring over the border, right? All these disasters going on, mostly of his own making, and he's just babbling away about Jill being the vice president, and they're thinking, they're all in a special hell that they all deserve to be in, all these political weasels on his staff.
Yeah, this is the person that they decided could beat Trump, and I guess that did happen, but now they're stuck with him because he is an old demented dud. The official transcript that came out later did insert next to the word she, they put in parentheses, I was vice president and now carries on.
Uh-huh.
Correcting his remark. He should have said, when I was vice president and she now carries on.
Yeah. What they do is they rewrite the truth and they rewrite what they wish he would have said. But yes. He didn't say when I was vice president.
When she was vice president and now carries on.
When she was vice president. There was no I in there. That's just lying.
Yeah, he got so carried away talking about her, he forgot to put the word I in there for himself.
Or maybe he thinks she was vice president.
Oh, it could be. Maybe she really was. She oversaw the vice president office. He did nothing.
Maybe she was the vice president. Who knows?
Come on, man.
The big word today, the outrage, Ukraine-Russia, I've seen it everywhere and in every article on this. And you know what that word is? It's the A word, atrocities. Do you like the word atrocities?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite words.
That's the one over and over again because the evidence is mounting that the Russians are killing civilians in Ukraine.
And in the most brutal way, they made women and children kneel down and they executed them by shooting them in the back of the head.
That does sound like Nazis.
Yeah.
Who's the Nazi?
These are young Russian men. What are they producing in Russia? Where these young men come and they shoot innocent, defenseless strangers, women and children, in the back of the head. What kind of system produces that?
This is a place called Bucha, B-U-C-H-A, which is not far from the capital of Kyiv. And Zelensky said their hands were tied behind their backs. They were shot in the back of the head or in the eye, killed just in the street. Civilian vehicles were crushed by military equipment. Vehicles with people, they raped women and girls, is also the allegation.
So they raped them and executed them.
See,
it's just, you know, the thing
is... Ukrainian propaganda or is this... The Russians, by the way, said it never happened.
I saw the photos.
You can see pictures.
I saw the photos and video.
They're claiming those are staged. Those are crisis actors. Is that the term we learned from the fake mass shootings? Yeah. Well, the only thing I thought of, you know, excuse me if this sounds harsh, in Russia's defense, the only thing that I don't think it's true is because a lot of people stayed in Ukraine. Millions fled, but it's 44 million people. Some of them might be fighting the troops. If you're going to shoot at me, I'm going to shoot back. But if they're executing...
No, they're executing women and children. I mean, they just...
Is that their way of trying to get the Ukrainians to give
up? They're just insane psychotics. These are young men. I don't know how you get that way or if they feel that they have to do this or get shot themselves.
Yeah.
On what kind of duress they're under. This is exactly the kind of stuff the Nazis did. It's always young men who are programmed or forced into committing the worst atrocities imaginable.
I think it's also a tactic. You're trying to really instill super fear in the country you've invaded. So when you kill civilians, you might get soldiers to think, oh God, they've come for my family now. And they might just say, I'm not doing this anymore.
Although I think some of the women were fighting back. There was a story in the Daily Mail. Two Russian soldiers have died, 28 in the hospital, after being poisoned by pastries offered to them.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Oh, by the women?
By the civilians, yes.
Oh,
Russian
no.
troops near Kharkiv.
That's not another April Fool joke like the bee attack, is it?
No, it's a Daily Mail story.
Poison pastries.
Poison pastries. Also, poisoned alcohol. So it was bad pastries and bad alcohol.
Oh, you can probably get a Russian soldier to sip some alcohol, yeah.
Yeah, that's
the
not that hard.
The stress of war plus the heritage. Special Ukrainian vodka.
This is from the Ukrainian government. The Ukrainians resist the occupiers by all available means. Local residents of the Izium district in Kharkiv treated Russians from the 3rd Motorized Rifle Division with poisoned pies. 28 taken to the intensive care unit.
Well, that's turning it around on Putin, isn't it? Because he likes to poison his opposition.
Yeah, right. So here, take this. Here,
yeah.
Here's some pie.
Have they reported any Russian soldiers keeling over and foaming at the mouth? Or?
Well, I'd lot 28 in the hospital. And then two died of alcohol poisoning.
Wow. Well, you got to do whatever you got to do to save your country. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we will go after 4:30 to the border. There are three states that are suing the Biden administration. The big news last week that they want to end Title 41, I should say, which was instituted when Trump was president to try to tamp down the number of people allowed into the country because of the pandemic. The announcement came last week that the Biden administration plans to let it go in May, and the states have some arguments against that. We'll see. Maybe they'll get a judge to halt that.
It's already over 2 million people have come across the border. And this is just in a year and 2 months of Biden being president.
Well, the report says that 1.7 million were turned back thanks to Article 42.
Well, so they're all going to come back.
You would think so. Word will get very quickly spread in these countries.
At this rate, we're looking at maybe 7 to 8 million illegal immigrants by the end of his term.
And the companion story, which we'll also get to, is the El Segundo Times, where the headline is, Biden's administration expects an uptick, a small uptick.
An uptick. I hate that word.
Trying to minimize the disaster.
This is a gigantic explosion. I mean, 7 million is projected at this rate by the end of his term. That's like a whole New York City moving in. Yeah. All five boroughs. That's like two LAs almost.
Now, in the never-ending effort to try to understand what is wrong with Vladimir Putin, besides the fact that he's evil and a toxic alpha male, there are some that believe that he has health problems. There's an investigative media outfit called Project, or Procht, which is now blocked in Russia but functioning from abroad, which has issued a report that it is possible that the Soviet leader, the Russian leader, is suffering from thyroid cancer. And apparently he regularly, this is not going to go over well with the animal lady, he bathes in antlers blood from deer horns.
Oh, good God.
That's right. You painfully hack off a deer's horns and you extract the blood. I mean, to make a bath of it, though, that would be a lot of blood, wouldn't it?
That's a lot of antlers. You imagine
there's actually
that?
A photograph.
A bathtub you think it's filled with deer blood?
Never would I do that.
I didn't say you would do that.
Well, you said imagine.
Oh, I'm just saying imagine. Yeah.
Okay.
While there is no concrete proof that the antlers of the Altai red deer, native to Siberia, help with body rejuvenation, Putin apparently is a fan. And he may be keeping medical problems hidden from the Russian people and thinks that this bath of antler blood is keeping...
He's insane.
There's a picture in the Daily Mail, and I don't know if it's real or not, but it's Putin standing there with the deer around him.
Yeah.
In the Taiva region of Siberia.
So on one side, we have Putin bathing naked in deer blood. And on the other side, we have our guy in a state of advanced dementia who thinks his wife was the vice president.
Sure.
Yeah. These are
who regularly calls Kamala Harris the president.
Yeah. These are our combatants. There's like, what is there, like 15,000 nuclear weapons between the two countries?
Hmm.
One guy can't dress himself. The other guy's flopping around in a tub full of deer blood.
The alleged benefits of the deer or antler blood include, Deborah Mark, age reversal for women.
I knew you were going to say that. I had the sneaky suspicion you were going to say
might,
that.
You might want
all
that.
Women like age reversal.
I do, but I don't think I would go this far.
Really?
No.
Suppose it's like 10 years you knock off.
Just for one bath.
10 years?
Yeah. One
bath of blood.
One bath of deer blood. Oh, she's thinking about it. She's starting to twitch a little bit.
That. No, well, I would not. That's disgusting.
Maybe once.
No.
You
sure?
You did hem and haw.
Well, and also...
A guarantee.
The way that this poor animal was killed, I'm sure it wasn't done humanely. So no, forget it. I'll just age gracefully on my own. Thank you very much.
Here's the reason you know this is fake. Because it's a publication which was promoting the antler blood. And it promises for women age reversal. And just take a guess, both of you. What do you think it promises for men?
Go ahead. A bigger, more powerful penis.
That's correct. Yeah. Improved sexual performance.
See?
That's why it's fake.
That sums up the sexes. That's all you need to know about men and women.
Women want to reverse their age and men want to have a bigger, happier.
There's nothing else either group thinks about.
Yes, it says red deer antlers blood acts as a strong tonic, especially for men's potency. Huh. See, and you were selling those pills, Deborah Mark. Selling antler blood.
I should have.
There's a big market. She's.
It says it also strengthens your bones, your muscles, your teeth, your eyesight, and your hearing. It cures pleurisy, pneumonia, asthma, joint pain, osteoporosis, and any problems with the spine.
The blood? The deer blood?
Yes, all the antler blood does all this.
By just soaking in it?
Yeah, I think if it gets into the body, it probably seeps through your skin. Yes.
Well, I think I'm going to soak it.
Valuable properties. John's going to soak.
Going to soak.
You let her do her mud bath. You can go and do
that. That's right. You're taking a mud bath. I'm going to go soak in
deer's
blood.
Mud baths have anti-aging properties, okay? We don't need this blood.
The story says that other top Kremlin advisors to Putin also have antler extract flown over.
Oh, do they all... slop together in a
Moscow mayor,
like a big hot tub, all of them, all these naked old Russians.
Then my favorite, some other officials prefer daily enemas supposed to detox your body.
That I could believe.
That is a messy tub.
Is that painful? Do you know? I don't know.
I've never had one.
Me neither.
Okay.
It's never been that bad.
But they basically have to put a hose up your butt, right?
Well, John had a plunger up his.
Yeah, that's what soured me on the whole experience. Yeah, that was a nice greeting into the world.
Yeah, it says that he takes a lot of trips there for these special treatments. Uh-huh. That's what they believe in some of their research here.
You know, if he's really dying of thyroid cancer, I mean, who knows how he's freaking out.
Oh, and they have proof that a special surgeon has been flying to a Moscow hospital to treat the Russian leader no less than 35 times. So
I wonder if he's been smudged with sage.
He needs a good saging. Mm. He needs to relax.
Mm. Yeah, because one of the leading theories is that he's approaching 70, but he's also may have health problems, and he wants his legacy.
Wow! Remember the Daily Mail countries. Had photos of his thyroid cancer doctor, who's always lurking next to him every single day.
There could be some truth to this. He may have some real medical problems that he's just trying to deal with.
And, his face is bloated. They think he's getting steroid treatments. And this whole war might be roid rage.
Yeah, well, apparently then the antler blood's not working. They said his condition has worsened since 2017.
Did you see what this oligarch said on CNN?
No.
About Putin? His name is Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Used to be CEO of a Russian oil giant, Yukos.
Yukos.
So he went on CNN, and he said that Putin was so out of touch with reality when he launched the Ukraine invasion. He was incensed that his troops were not welcomed with flowers by the Ukrainians. He wanted to change the power in Kyiv, and he was expecting that this would be met with flowers thrown in the streets by the Ukrainian people. But when they fought back instead, it not only angered him, I think it literally drove him insane, and that's when he started bombing Kharkiv and Kyiv.
Oh, I see.
He
really had deluded himself that much? He thought that they would be welcome with open arms and flowers.
Well, he may. I mean, look what he's doing. He may
be
insane.
We are the liberators.
Another former Russian deputy energy minister, Vladimir Bilov, went on CNN over the weekend and said that the war has devastated top officials in the Kremlin and many Russian elites may lose faith in Putin. Everybody's upset and embarrassed by this whole thing.
See, I'm still on the side of we're not going to need your nuclear bunker because I just think this whole thing's imploding on him.
But I don't know.
Yeah,
I say he gets desperate.
He gets desperate and he launches, huh?
Yeah, you know what? We spent a couple hours Saturday organizing the bunker. We have...
Who's we?
My wife and I.
Okay, you're not dragging your sons into this, are you?
No, but two of them are out. So, they're not living with us anymore.
You were organizing the bunker.
Yeah. The Geiger counter should come this week, and that's pretty much the last piece.
All right.
I got this HEPA air purifier.
I think
it absorbs radiation particles.
I can survive the nuclear attack with antler blood.
Oh.
Well, maybe I'll stock up on that.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI, you would do it if 10 years off?
I didn't say that. I said I would stick with the mud baths.
No, I think you'd do it.
John and Ken Show, KFI, AM 640. We are live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Oh, next hour, we're going to see what Sheriff Villanueva is up to. Where is the next place he's going to go to try to do something about the homeless problem? Could be your neighborhood if you're in L.A. County. We'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. Plus, we have an unbelievable story of a man that is homeless who is suing the city where he is homeless. He's in a sanctioned homeless encampment, but he's suing.
This is the greatest story.
Too much noise, too much pollution. We'll give you that, too. Both will be
although
TV
reports. I see how he got there. I completely understand why he thinks he's entitled to fresh, clean air from the government.
God, he may win.
He's gotten everything else he wanted, so.
Well, you said this is a sanctioned encampment, which means the city supports it, so now it's a problem for my health.
Yeah.
So is being homeless in general, but all right, here's the update. We're kind of still in Bidenville because this involves him. Three Republican states announced today that they filed a lawsuit to stop the Biden administration's lifting of the Title 42 public health order. That was implemented by the Trump administration, March of 2020, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And when you think about it, it kind of worked for two good reasons. Number one, Trump was trying to drop the number of migrants surging into the United States. And two, we were preventing all sorts of travelers from around the world taking flights to America. Why wouldn't we stop the migrants from coming into the country, too, with potential health effects? It makes sense.
Well, these were the ones who were claiming asylum, right?
Yes.
Because the ones who just snuck over the border... See, I'm always confused about all these different categories.
These are the ones that try to come in legally and claim asylum. Yes,
claim asylum.
Because they're intercepted at the border. They're told, where are you from?
Right.
Central America, Mexico? Sorry, Title 42, turn around.
Yeah.
Because it's not a big hardship to send them back. This is why they're not using it on the Ukrainians who have shown up at the border. A lot of them are, of course, they're not being overwhelmed with Ukrainians, despite what you're hearing in the media. But
so here's the argument. According to the complaint, it's the attorneys general of Arizona, Louisiana, Missouri.
And I like the way the Arizona attorney general put it. This is one of the most boneheaded decisions of this administration. I like that. He was boneheaded.
And he adds, and they've done a lot of dumb things.
Yeah.
This suit challenges an imminent man-made self-inflicted calamity, the abrupt elimination of the only safety valve preventing this administration's disastrous border policies from devolving into an unmitigated catastrophe. But here's legally, I think, the problem that they're going to have. This is a COVID-19 restriction.
That's right.
And I think we all agree the pandemic is done and all the restrictions waiting. ought to be removed. So if we're all saying that all the other restrictions should be stopped, how can you justify keeping this one in place?
Good common sense, but here come the counterarguments. By the way, I want to point out, in February alone, 55% of the more than 164,000 migrants who showed up at the border were expelled under Title 42. See how valuable it is?
Oh, it is valuable. But
they're claiming. Well, here's the reason. Stop me if you've heard this before. But they did not follow the Administrative Law Act properly, because the impact on states that is going to result from the surge of migrants who now know that Title 42 has been lifted is going to be devastating. That's one of their arguments.
I see.
And remember, they used this administrative argument before, and they got somewhere with it.
Yeah.
With DACA. And actually, it was the Biden administration who used it, saying that the Trump administration had tried to reverse DACA without going through the same proper administrative.
Yeah. It's been used against Trump and Obama, because increasingly presidents have been issuing executive orders, either implementing or reversing policies that Congress never weighed in on. And it's all this stuff is supposed to come from Congress. And
Louisiana cites increased health care costs for aliens affected with COVID-19 and the cost of increased illegal immigration caused by the termination order and the presence of great numbers of paroled aliens.
So it's going to depend on what judge you get. You get a pro-illegal alien judge, he's going to say, hey, I can't really enforce Title 42 because there's no COVID epidemic anymore. On the other hand, you have an anti-illegal immigrant judge, and he's going to say, well, it looks like you didn't go through the proper process and paperwork here, so, you know, why don't you take 6 months and think it over?
Which is why it then goes to an appeals court, because whoever loses will appeal.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's possible. Now, the companion story to this, and I'm surprised they didn't join this lawsuit, Arizona is now hot territory for migrant crossings. A lot of the focus in the last couple of years, especially with Biden as president, has been Texas. But the one Arizona sector has seen, and we love percentages when they work to our advantage, don't we? A 579% increase in migrant crossings compared to the previous fiscal year. We're talking about the Yuma sector.
I have a feeling, though, in this case, it's not only a big percentage increase, but it's actually a big number, too.
Yes. It is a big number.
It's
154,116.
Right. So
it's a big number.
It's a big increase and a big total. It's not one of those situations where it used to be 5 people coming over and now it's 30.
Right.
And
to give you an example, the Texas sector that's been overwhelmed is Del Rio, and their number of encounters was close to 200,000. So 154,000 is significant compared to that number.
This is
this explains why the 2 Democratic senators. Did you hear that story last week? That Kyrsten Sinema and what's his name, the one that's married,
Mark Kelly.
They both don't think that the Biden administration should end Title 42 right now.
Well,
they don't think it's a good idea.
Sinema is like half Democrat, half Republican, and Kelly is up for re-election.
This year,
a potentially tight race. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So it's posturing.
So yeah. Yeah, it's posturing.
It's
because I'm sure everybody's pissed off about this. I mean, this illegal alien debacle is polling very badly for Biden. It's one of the worst issues for him. And since he's
got one thing going for him, though. The media tends not to cover it.
No, media's not covering it because they're progressive. And they're not really these are not really news operations anymore. And he's got these fanatical people who run his administration and really do the work. You know, they put him to bed and they do what they want. And so the fanatics are in charge and they don't really care about his polling. And they don't care about his reelection chances because they know he has dementia and he's not going to be running anyway. So what the hell? We have a 2-year window to do whatever we want. By 2024, the Republicans will completely take over. But in the meantime, we got 7-8 million illegal aliens into the country that they'll never be able to remove. That is the strategy. And they don't care if his popularity ratings go to zero because they know he's not getting reelected. Kamala Harris is not getting reelected. They're all going to be out of work anyway. So what the hell? They're going to have their big wet dream policy spectacular over the next 2 years.
And in a story where, oh, we can cover this from two angles, the El Segundo Times and one of our favorite reporters is Cindy Carcamo. This is a great one. Yes, the Biden administration expects an uptick in migrant crossings if Article 42 is repealed. But they also wanted to point out, oh, there's new corruption going on in these Central American countries. And I think the idea is to make us believe there's been a spike in homicides, gang killings, corruption, that these people should get asylum. And we need to lift them, too, so we can welcome them in.
No asylum for local crime problems. Asylum for people who have, when they're shooting women and children in the back of the head, like in Ukraine. Just because the government is corrupt, our government's corrupt. Right, I mean, where do we go for asylum? From our governments.
We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau. KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, we're not quite done with the Bidens. Looks like it happened again today. Is this possible? Speaking from the White House today, Joe Biden applauded truckers for their contributions to the American economy, discussed his plans to help the industry, and during his speech, he repeated two stories. One of them is that he used to drive a truck. Again, the media says the only problem is there's no evidence he ever drove a truck for a living, worked there as a truck driver, or anything like that. Remember, he went to Michigan, I think, once, and he was looking at electric trucks, and he talked about being a truck driver.
Yeah.
Somebody said the only thing that they dug, too, the media dug, and one time he got behind the wheel of a truck, I think when he was a senator or a VP, just to kind of play around.
Yeah, that was a stunt at some public event. But no, he was never a truck driver. He made that up.
And he told some story about the only female truck driver he ever knew, someone he nicknamed Big Mama.
That sounds fake, too.
He claimed, "I used to drive a truck." Anyway, it's a long story.
Wow.
And he did the same thing. He goes, "Oh, I need to drive one of those suckers today." There was a bunch of trucks behind him. So,
okay.
Wow.
It's the big D.
The other story, though, that's making news, besides the one the media ignores, which is Hunter Biden's laptop and his tax problems and a possible grand jury indictment, is that, and this almost goes back to what we were talking about an hour ago with the BLM, Black Lives Matter, apparently bought quite a Southern California mansion.
$6 million.
Yeah. I don't know if this is anywhere near that, but I think of that when I think of Malibu. The Secret Service has to protect Hunter Biden. That's the rule because he's a child of the president. I thought there'd be an age limit on that, but he could still be.
All the immediate family members get it.
So it's costing them more than $30,000 a month to rent an estate nearby where Hunter Biden lives.
Because Hunter Biden has all this stolen money from his shady business deals, right? So he can afford a $30,000 a month Malibu mansion. I guess it's on the beach, right?
I thought he wasted it all on drugs. His face looks like that.
Well, he's there.
Doesn't he have to pay out alimony?
He's got
child support.
Actually, I saw somebody did a story on the investigation and the charges that he might be facing, and he's had a lot of dirty deals with Ukraine and China. A lot of stuff in China.
That
Joe was connected to as well. And that's what's going to be interesting is whether the media is going to pursue the Joe Biden angles. Right now they're claiming there's no evidence that Joe Biden knew of this or there was any wrongdoing. But clearly, if you read the email exchanges from the laptop, Joe was getting a cut of things. Now, whether those deals went through and he really got the money or not, I don't know. But there was bad stuff going on. And I think if the Republicans get the House and the Senate in November, they're going to use that as a weapon to impeach Biden. and the circus is going to start all over again.
No, I've already heard one of the House leaders say we're going to go right to impeachment as soon as we get a majority.
No. There's going to be payback for the last Trump impeachment.
For dragging Trump through impeachment after impeachment. Exactly.
Right. Especially the one that they did after Biden won the election.
Right.
And they did one an impeachment on Trump anyway. So, no, the Republicans are going to get him back.
When you think about this, when Hunter Biden was like a derelict on Skid Row, it would have been cheap then for the Secret Service to get a little piece of property near Skid Row, right? But instead, yeah. he happens to be in Malibu now.
Yeah.
So they told ABC News it's just the cost of doing business.
Yeah, that's our tax money.
Nothing we can do about it. We have to be near the person we're protecting. So they had to rent a property in Malibu because that's apparently where Hunter Biden is hanging out. It says here that Hunter Biden's paying about $20,000 a month for some home he has in Malibu.
Well, is he living there full time? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think he is. It's a resort style home with 4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, an open floor plan, and a chef's kitchen. So you think this is ill-gotten gains?
Oh, of all his money is ill-gotten gains. How do you end up on a board of a natural gas company in Ukraine?
Didn't he write a book?
Yeah, he wrote a book. Did you buy it? No, you know anybody who bought it?
No. So the security people are next door in a Spanish-style estate that has its own gorgeous ocean views. That'd be a nice gig then to be on Hunter Biden's Secret Service detail.
Yeah, but do you want to take a bullet for him?
I would not, no. But that's not my job.
Those agents ask themselves that every day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but do you think they're complaining that they get to sit there in that beautiful house with an ocean view? What's he doing now?
No,
he's still in the house.
Except,
is he using?
Except, who knows who Hunter's enemies are?
Because
of all these dirty deals.
So he's going to be like Ghislaine Maxwell. He's going to be
exactly. I mean,
have to be very careful about.
He's going to have to be careful that he doesn't when he has to testify. Who he implicates.
Yeah, but it looks to me like it was just him and his father and his uncle that were doing most of these deals, right?
Yeah, but he had other partners.
Right.
That I read, because I looked at an analysis of the indictment that was pretty detailed. And there's other people involved. They're starting by getting him for tax evasion, because he made all this money in these sleazy deals and then didn't report it on taxes. And the second thing they're looking into, are they going to get him for not registering as a foreign agent? Because when you do business deals with foreign governments, then you have to register. That's how they got, what's his name? Trump's former campaign manager, Paul...
Manafort?
They got him on not registering. And he was involved in Ukraine as well.
All right.
Manafort.
Manafort, that's
yeah.
It. When we come back, we'll be checking out Sheriff Villanueva. He's got a new place, and he's taken his deputies to clean up the homeless problem. And then we'll talk about a guy in San Rafael up in the Bay Area who is suing that city over the homeless encampment there because there's too much noise and pollution. It almost seems like a satire, but it's real. Coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.